Nicely with Martin Bester.
Now, what is your relationship with passwords?
It's on a scale of 1 to 10. It's about a 2. Every time I have to log on to something that I don't use consistently, I have to reset that password.
And when I come up with a password, I am so convinced that I'm going to remember this one. I'm so convinced I'm going to remember it. It is so obvious. It is so nice. I don't even have to write it down. And then, of course, no, click on forget password. And here we go. Yeah.
And then
it's impossible.
The worst is when you reset it and then they say, oh, no, you've already used this password in the last 2 months. I'm like, excuse me?
The problem is some of them you can't use numbers or must be a capital letter or it must be what?
The special characters,
an exclamation with a number, with one cap, with one lowercase.
So you can't even really keep it the same either.
You can't.
But it's not recommended that you just have one
password. Oh, guys.
So they say that there's an expert that reckons it's time to let go of passwords, and I cannot agree with this man more.
Okay.
Leave it up to technology. Because we already have password managers and stuff, so just leave it up to technology to keep your information secure, for cyber security.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. Absolutely, it's a joke. There's too many things.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the pins. I'm good at remembering.
All right.
Because I suppose it's things that you use
for like the ATM.
Daily
and paying. Yeah.
Or paying and stuff, but the password that you entered 5 years ago when you open the bank account or online.
Mm-mm.
It's just, I mean...
And has anyone got only one email address anymore?
You still have access to the one that you created your Facebook with 100 years ago?
No. Dude, I was thinking exactly the same thing the other day about Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Which email address did you use? You were probably MartyGuy@Hotmail. Like MartyHotGuy@Hotmail. Yeah. Like
HotGuy25.
Exactly. Yeah.
From my BlackBerry.
Yes.
So, do you know what QWERTY is? It's the
keyboard.
The keyboard,
yes.
It's the top. But do you know why it's called QWERTY?
Because of the way the keys align.
How though?
QWERTY.
The first six.
Yes.
The first six letters spelled QWERTY.
Yes.
And a lot of people use that as in their password. I didn't know that.
Really?
No.
So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, guys.
Well, yeah. The word password and also QWERTY are used quite often.
So as the password.
Makes it very, very hackable.
Capital goodness. P, though. Ooh.
Capital?
P. Ooh.
1, 2, 3.
Look at us.
Look at us. How do you feel about passwords? Is there anybody listening right now to this show that remembers password to everything? And there are millions of things. Not maybe yet. I want to salute you. I want to give you a standing ovation.
Morning, family.
Good morning.
What up?
Breakfast with Martin Bester.